We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and talking about a number of things here this morning on the program, and including ribbon cuttings. And we're starting to see more of those here as restrictions get relaxed in our community. And Jason, you've had quite a few of those recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we had a lot of people that had put it off during COVID or are just finishing up opening or expansions. So in April, we had Nico's Little Italy, which is a restaurant that's been open in Aggieville for a few months, but finally had their official ribbon cutting, and we were excited to go down there and celebrate that with them. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann opened his district office. We celebrated that with he was in town and his team. And we're excited also that Tracy Mann will be with us June the 8th. He will be speaking at our power lunch. And so I think it'll be his first major talk in Manhattan since his election. So we're excited about that. As I mentioned earlier, on April 24th, we celebrated the opening of Eat the Frog Fitness. And that is a new exercise concept facility that opened at West Loop. They had a lot of people there that day, and including Bill Snyder and Dave was the MC, and so that was a fun event. Another fun event was the ribbon cutting for Furnish, which is a new furniture interior decorating store downtown. We did that May 5th, and then on May 11th, we cut the ribbon for Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, which is a new facility in Blue Earth Plaza. So starting to see those ramp up again in terms of what's coming up. On Thursday, May 27th, we actually have two. There's a ribbon cutting for the Veterans Memorial Walkway at Valley View Memorial Park, and that's a project we actually did the groundbreaking on a little over a year ago. So that will be, I think, a great event. The VFW will be celebrating that with the VFW. And then that afternoon, we will have cut a ribbon at Rockin' K's, which is the new restaurant at the Foundation Business Park on Kimball. And so, of course, that's the group that has Kites and Mr. K's, and now they have this new concept there. And so that's at 4:00 on May 27th. Couple others that have been scheduled in June, TFI Family Services, 727 South Juliet, that's at 11, and then Hazy Haven on June 17th, and that's at 607 North 11th, and that's at 3 p.m. So we went a long time without ribbon cuttings, and we're starting to see those again. Although it's not our ribbon cutting, don't forget there's a ribbon cutting tomorrow. We'll be there, and they're using our scissors, but for the new city's recreation center at Anthony Middle School. And that's tomorrow, I believe, at 3:30. So a lot of things to celebrate, a lot of new businesses opening up. And so we couldn't be more happy to be able to get back out and help those folks celebrate their openings and or their expansions.
That's great to see here. And what happened to the big scissors during that time where we weren't having any ribbon cuttings? Who holds on to those?
You know, they got a little rusty, but we shined them up and they're ready to go again. Samantha is in charge of those, and she makes sure that they are transported to wherever they need to be transported to.
Very cool. I always think those are really neat whenever you get to see those. And, you know, it kind of shines a light on the fact that, you know, business is open here in Manhattan, has been throughout the pandemic, but now it's more open than it has been. And we're seeing, you know, people starting to get out and hit these retail stores and restaurants more often.
Yeah, and we first started noticing that, I think, the most when Fort Riley eased their restrictions back, I believe it was in March, either late February or early March, where you started to see lines at your favorite restaurants, not just maybe on Saturday night, but every night of the week. And you started to see more vibrancy downtown, and you started to see more people out and about, which has created some more challenges. And Manhattan is not insulated from some of the severe labor shortages that we're seeing across the country, particularly as it relates to the hospitality and restaurant and retail industries. You know, there are a lot of people who are speculating why that might be. But there is no denying the fact that you see help wanted signs everywhere. You know, we hear anecdotal evidence that restaurants are having to close a restaurant that maybe has a drive-through and a dining room are having to close their dining room because they don't have enough workers to staff it. And you know, we feel a little bit like, and I think there are a lot of businesses, a lot of our members who feel like that that some of what might be contributing to that is the extra money that's being paid in unemployment benefits. And we participated along with a number of chambers and over 200 businesses around the state in a letter to the governor asking her to consider other options. I know one of the things I saw just happened, I believe a couple of days ago, the state of Oklahoma, for instance, is giving a $1,200 bonus to people who go back to work. And so I think there's ways that we can look at this challenge and be able to come up with strategies and ideas that benefit both the worker and as well as potentially getting people back to work. I mean, last week was a very busy week in Manhattan, and we had high school graduation, we had Kansas State graduation, we had Big 12 track, and I had a lot of reports from some of our members. There was a huge strain on their capacity to stay open and be able to serve their customers. And we just have to find solutions to get people back to work. And there are jobs available. I think I heard we had the Lieutenant Governor speak a couple weeks ago. I think he said there were 44,000 jobs open in the state of Kansas. So clearly there are jobs, and we need to figure out how to try to help those businesses fill those jobs.
Well, it's there's no easy solution to this. And I hear people talk about this a lot, and I've worked in the restaurant industry before about 10 years ago. It's easy to say, well, pay more money. You know, these jobs don't pay a whole lot. That's not always easy when your business is struggling, though. What's your take on this? This feels like a bubble that's about to burst. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a huge economic research project, right? That is probably above my ability to figure this out. All I know is that when we see these kind of challenges, that it typically hurts our small locally owned businesses significantly more than it hurts our larger box or corporate businesses. And it's just, you know, when you are a locally owned small business, you are operating on a lot smaller margins than say a box store is. And so saying, okay, well, I can raise my rates by 50% in some cases or 60%, it isn't viable, and that business won't stay open. And so I think there is some, you know, I've met very few business people who don't want to pay their employees as much as they can. And I apologize for that, the noise in the background. But I think it has to be something that's done thoughtfully and certainly not in one big fatal increase from, you know, a certain amount to maybe doubling that. And so, you know, we're obviously for people making more money, and we think the way to do that is to add more jobs and create more demand for workers. And when you create more demand for workers, that happens naturally. But right now, there are our businesses that need to reopen, and they need customers to feel comfortable going back in. I think we've reached that point where most people are comfortable getting back out and going into businesses, and now they need people to help those people. And so whatever we can do to encourage that, I think we need to do. But as I mentioned, you know, these sort of things tend to hurt the small locally owned businesses more than it does corporate. And so we're concerned in making sure that the mom and pops can stay open. And so whatever we can do to help them, we're going to try to do.
And I kind of wonder too, being a college town, how much, you know, especially the hospitality industry, having this labor shortage and then having the college students go home for the summer, how much that impacts things?
Obviously, it impacts it every summer, but you know that also impacts the demand, right? So, so we'll see. I mean, I think we're in uncharted territory, and we've not come out of a pandemic where people were making more money in some cases to stay home than go to work, and so you know, I think we're just sort of monitoring on a week to week basis to see what solutions we can come up with to help. And for right now, I think what we would do is encourage the governor and the folks at Topeka to look for creative ways to incent people to go back to work, and maybe we can help our small locally owned businesses get back to full capacity.
All right, Jason Smith again joining us here, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll take a break and continue in focus after these words on News Radio KMAN.